Welcome to the podcast of Radius Church. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
Well, it's great to have you here today. I'm Craig. I'm the lead pastor here at Radius. And just want to welcome you. If you've already heard, it's Celebration Sunday. One of my favorite Sundays. We get to share just some good things that God is doing. But before we launch into that, I want to invite all of you to come back next week. Next week is Jersey Sunday. We have a special illustrated message that we're going to be sharing. And I want you to invite unsaved family, unsaved friends. It's going to be a powerful message. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So bring someone and wear your favorite jersey. It doesn't have to be football. It can be any sport, any team, but wear your favorite team's jersey, and we're going to have a good time, and make sure you bring someone with you. Well, today, we have several different things that we're going to be doing, and the first is child dedications. We're going to be dedicating some children this morning. So as I read these kids' names, if they would come forward and bring their parents and any family members who are also dedicating them, if I could have Remington Daniel Pinkley, Andrew Eugene Green, Charlie Ray Pinkley, and Noah Elizabeth Pinkley, if you'd bring your parents, Damian and Kayla Pinkley, come on up this morning. And then if we could have Scarlett Rose Zitterkoff, if she would bring her parents, Seth and Danielle Zitterkoff, up on stage today. Child dedication is a pattern we see in Scripture. We see Moses' mother, Jochebed, that she dedicated Moses to the Lord, and then she trained him in the ways of God in the time she had him. Hannah, Samuel's mom, gave her child. She realized that Samuel was a gift from God, and she gave him back to God. And then Jesus was even dedicated by his parents, Mary and Joseph. And in Psalm 127, there's a couple of word pictures that God gives when he's talking about children. And he says that kids are an inheritance from God, and they're also arrows in the hands of a warrior. So you're looking at this morning a priceless inheritance and then arrows. And parents, there's three things you can do with an inheritance. One, you can ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. I don't know about you, but if I had an inheritance, I wouldn't want to ignore the inheritance. Something else you can do is you can squander it. You can use it for your own selfish purposes instead of for the purposes that it's intended. And the last thing you can do is you can invest in it and make it useful for the purposes that it's intended for and to use it to be a benefit. Something else about your kids are arrows. And arrows in Bible times, you could not buy them in a store. You had to make them. You went out to a tree, you cut off the branches, you'd whittle away the nubs, you'd add feathers, you'd add an arrowhead. You had to craft and form them and then direct them to where they're going. And that's a picture of your job as a parent, as to invest in the inheritance and to form your kids and point them in the right direction so that they can be arrows to accomplish God's purposes to defeat the works of the devil in this world. You've been given an incredible responsibility and a trust from God, because your kids are an inheritance and they're weapons for the kingdom. And this morning, as you have decided that you want to use your kids, I'm going to share with you a psalm. It's from Psalm 139. It's that David said, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." That word woven referred to an artist who made an exquisite tapestry, took all these fancy threads, and he embroidered them together. And the Bible says that God wove, he embroidered your children when he was in your room, moms. Your kids are an exquisite masterpiece made by the master. Kids, you're special. God has uniquely designed you and crafted you for a plan. And the Bible goes on to say, David says, Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Kids, do you know God's written a book about you? Things that he wants you to do for him? That's what the Bible says. And it goes on to say, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And kids, I want you to realize God has precious thoughts towards you, and they outnumber the sand on the beaches. How many of you kids have ever been to a beach? Been to some beaches? Have you ever scooped up a handful of sand? Have you tried to count it? That's a lot of sand, isn't it? Well, the Bible says God not only has that many thoughts, but all the sand on the beach, that's how many precious, awesome thoughts he has for you. Are you cool or what? Huh? Amen. And moms and dads, you have the great responsibility and privilege of setting an example and modeling for your kids what it means to love God and live for God. You have the privilege of showing them how to develop self-discipline so they can make right choices, how to make wise decisions and choose positive relationships. You have the responsibility of training them in God's ways, of modeling it yourself, but showing them what is right and wrong, and how to live your life for God's kingdom instead of for your own selfish purposes. This morning, we have a charge to present to you, and if you accept this charge, after each statement, would you please respond with the words, "We do." Do you dedicate yourselves as parents to bring your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Do you promise to provide a secure, God-centered environment for your children? And if you're married, as husband and wife, you consecrate yourselves to each other and to make your marriage a priority?
We do.
Do you promise to instruct your child in the teachings of Christ, to develop Christ-like character in him or her, and to teach him or her how to pray and study the Word of God?
We do.
To the best of your ability, do you promise to shape the home life of your child through family devotions, your words, your attitudes, and your example?
We do.
And if God in his infinite wisdom shall choose to use your child's life in a special way, do you swear to not only give your consent, but to actively encourage your child in the service God would choose for him or her?
We do.
Then as much as you have committed yourself to these biblical responsibilities, we want to pray for you that God will enable you by his Spirit to help you fulfill this commitment that you're making today. As a congregation, I would like you to stand this morning, because what I want us to realize is that these children not only have their earthly parents, their earthly family, but they have a spiritual family. We're part of the family of God, and we have a responsibility also to set an example before them of what it means to find and follow Jesus, to passionately go and after the things of God and try to build his kingdom on this earth, not to be hypocrites, not to be negative and cutting and critical, which is what so many people think of Christians today, when Christians should be full of joy, full of peace, full of purpose, and full of love. That is our role to these young ones today. So I'd like you to stretch out your hands as we pray a prayer of blessing over them this morning. Father God, I thank you for Scarlett and her parents today. And I pray for blessing upon them, Father God. Lord, that you would give wisdom, you would give protection, that you would move powerfully in their lives. God, you know the plan that you have for Scarlett's life. Lord, I pray for Andrew, Charlie, Noah, and Remington, for Damian and Kayla. God, be with mom and dad. Give them wisdom in making decisions, God, in discerning how to raise their kids and to bless them. Lord, I pray that you will work in a powerful way in all of these young people's lives. God, you have exquisitely crafted them. They're your masterpiece. They're special. They're unique. And I pray that they would have a sense of your identity, a sense of the callings and the things you want them to do for your glory and honor. Lord, I pray for mom and dad, God, that you would bless them. Lord, I pray that you will give them discernment, You'll help them to help their kids to discover that precious uniqueness they have. You'd help them to live a godly life. Lord, to be passionate for you. Help them to prioritize their marriage. God, to show their kids what it means to love one another as Christ loved the church, and their kids would have a passion for you. I pray that each of these young people, Father God, will grow up and love you with all their heart, soul, and mind. Jesus, that they will never turn away from you, but they will live for your glory and your honor. And I thank you, God, that we don't walk this road alone, but you give us your precious Holy Spirit. And I pray for him to empower them all now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give them a hand this morning. At this time, my wife Rebecca is coming, and she is going to present each of you with a certificate of dedication. And in the big envelope, there is also a letter to each and every one of you kids. It is a letter for you to open either on your 13th birthday or your 18th birthday for those that are a little past their teenage, their entrance into teenage years. And my prayer is that God blesses you. I've been praying for each of you. I want you to know that. I prayed for you specifically this morning for God to reveal his path and his plan, and that you would know how incredibly loved by him you are. Let's give him another hand today. You can be seated. And now we are going to recognize a couple of people who are joining the church in membership. If you would come and join me on the platform this morning. Some people say, why should I become a member? Why can't I just attend the church and experience all the blessings that the church has to offer? And the thing is, you can do that, but there is a key word that distinguishes members from someone who's just coming, attending, and enjoying. And that word is commitment. A member is committed to the body. And the Apostle Paul, when he's writing about the body of Christ, he uses the term members, which is where we get the term membership from. And there is something significant about the body. The body has a commitment to partnership. You think about it. Every part of your body is committed to working in partnership with the rest of the body to accomplish the purposes, the plans, the dreams, the tasks that the head knows it needs to accomplish. And as members in the body of Christ, Jesus is our head, and members are committing to Radius, saying we want to partner with the rest of the body of Radius to accomplish the tasks, the dreams, the visions, the tasks that God has for our church to help all people find and follow Jesus. That's right. The second commitment is a commitment to relationship. And just as the members of our body, when you sprain an ankle, the whole body helps out and they kind of help the ankle so it doesn't have to do it. The body doesn't say, come on, foot, get with it. It doesn't abuse the hurting part. The body helps the hurting part. And the Bible says when one of us suffer, we all suffer. When one of us rejoice, we all rejoice. And so membership is a commitment of a caring, supportive, give and take relationship where we're encouraging one another, we're praying for each other when things get difficult. We don't gossip and backbite because that tears the body down. We work towards the unity of the body, and we love and try to help each other fulfill the purposes and plans God has for them. And today, I'm happy to present Sam and Nadia Hoff, and they have completed the 4 Destiny classes, and they are saying, hey, we want to become members here at Radius and make the commitment of membership. And they're actively engaged in children's ministry in the church. And Nadia has recently become our nursery coordinator. Can you give her a hand for that? Amen. When Pastor Daniel and Tamara left last year to go pastor in Colorado, we were without a nursery worker. So Pastor Mike and Dana have been doing double time overseeing that. And so we're excited to have Nadia help lift the load and give leadership to that area. So we welcome you to that. This morning, as I share the 4 commitments of membership, as you're responding to these, Just respond with, we do. The first commitment of membership is, I will protect the unity of my church by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, by following the leaders, and by resolving conflict biblically.
We do.
I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting the unchurched to attend, by warmly welcoming those who visit, by building relationships with the body, and by attending the annual and special business meetings.
We do.
I'll serve the ministry of my church by discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve and serving in ministry, and by developing a servant's heart.
We do.
And finally, I'll support the testimony of my church by attending faithfully, by giving regularly, and by living a godly life.
We do.
At this time, I would like our board members to join me up on the platform. And if you want to just move to the front here, and I'd like all of us to stand and extend our hands. We want to pray for Sam and Nadia. And we want to pray for prayers of protection and also provision, because I know whenever we make a greater commitment to God, many times the enemy doesn't like that. And so don't be surprised if you encounter some opposition here in the weeks or months to come, because the devil doesn't like it when we step forward and say, God, I want more of what you have for me. I want to do more for you. I give more of myself. I commit more of myself. So would you extend your hands forward this morning as we pray? Father God, I thank you for this precious couple and their family. Lord, I pray for Sam and Nadia as they lead their home, first of all, for a great blessing in their relationship with you. God, you'd give them more revelation of you than they've ever had before. God, more power, more influence, more intimacy and closeness with you. God, that their times of fellowship with you would be rich. They'd have greater times in the word and in prayer. God, I pray for a greater intimacy with each other, Father, that you'll bless their marriage as they prioritize it. God, continue to help them grow together and let nothing ever divide them. Give them unity in all their decisions. Help them as they parent their kids. God, as they invest in their inheritance and they form those arrows to be hands, to be weapons in your hands, Father God. Lord, I pray for your abundance upon them, for financial and physical provision. God, for health. Lord, I pray for Nadia as she leads our nursery. Lord, that you will just bless her and help our nursery to grow as we minister to more and more infants and little ones. And God, I pray that you will just give them the desires of their heart as they delight in you. I pray for an umbrella of protection. Be a shield about them. God, give them strength and wisdom as they encounter various attacks of the enemy. Help them to overcome. I thank you, God, that you cause us to always triumph in Christ Jesus. God, you're the giver of every good and perfect gift. We pray that you'll bless them abundantly and be with them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you guys.
Thank you.
Sam and Nadia, hold on a moment. Have a letter here that I just want to receive you into membership. It welcomes you. But also, you have now membership cards, so you're card-carrying members of Radius Church. Give them a hand this morning. Woo! Bless you guys.
You.
Love ya.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
This morning, I would like you to take the card in front of you, if there is a card in front of you. Everyone, take a card, okay? I know there might not be enough, but everyone get a card. Maybe you're a couple. Share a card. This is Celebration Sunday, and a lot of times we celebrate as a church what God is doing for us. But have you thought about what has God done for you in the past few weeks or the past few months? So many times it's so easy for us to forget, what can we celebrate? For some of you, maybe you've had a family member that has received Christ. They've come back to God, and you need to write that on the card. And this is a card you're going to write on. I challenge you, write on it right now, something to celebrate God for. And I want you to take it home, put it in your pocket, and I want you to celebrate and rejoice in God all day long. For some of you, maybe you needed a job and God gave you a job. Maybe some of you had a financial need and God pulled through. He either lowered expenses, He increased your income, someone gave a gift that provided something for you. How has God blessed you? Maybe for some of you, God has healed you physically. Maybe for some, He's healed you emotionally. He's helped you overcome bitterness and forgive someone. Maybe this morning you want to celebrate how God has helped you in a difficult relationship, maybe at school or at work, and God has smoothed things over. Is there anything you can celebrate God for today? There's about four of you here. Is there anything you can celebrate God for today? Amen. I want you to write that down as I share with you some victories, some things. We're going to celebrate what God has done for Radius. We started earlier this summer with remodeling our hospitality room, and I'm happy to say that this fall we completed everything with paint, new televisions, and a sound system, and it's a great place. We're able to have classes in there now. And here's a picture of our men's breakfast, one of our Saturday men's breakfasts. And I thank God that we could finish that remodel of the hospitality room. Also, we needed an online coordinator for our online hosts, those that interact with our live stream audience. And I'm happy to say that Maggie Thompson, she has become our live stream coordinator, so she coordinates our team. Also, you can clap for that. Maggie is doing kids' church today. She's doing double duty, so she's not in the house. I also am grateful for the Holy Grounds Coffee Bar. Lucas Wagner has recruited 9 people to be on his team, and so you can purchase specialty coffees and drinks, and all the proceeds from Holy Grounds goes to Speed the Light. Speed the Light is the youth missions program for the Assemblies of God that purchases vehicles for our missionaries. And I'm happy to say that one of our goals was to raise $10,000 to buy a trailer for Tristan Jepson. You maybe remember when Tristan was here earlier in the fall with Youth Alive, wanting to go to Wyoming schools to do school assemblies. Enough money was raised, so she's got her trailer, the equipment, and all that. So thank God for the generosity of the youth of Wyoming. Also, this fall, we had our fall festival where we saw over 400 people from our community come and attend. And I want to thank the 44 volunteers that participated in this. There was many different games that they did. They dressed up. We had a wonderful time. There was people that cooked and served food. And it was a great outreach to our community. Well, we also were able to showcase at this the inflatable, the huge obstacle course inflatable that you see there, which we received from a $6,000 grant. We were able to purchase that from iHeart of Wyoming for free. So give the Lord glory for that. This fall, our kids did a BGMC bike-a-thon where they pedaled for pennies and nickels and dimes and dollars. And BGMC helps our missionaries equip them with curriculum, with equipment, with different supplies they need for ministry. And in the bike-a-thon, they raised $786 in the bike-a-thon. Also in the fall, when we had our missions emphasis, and Tristan Jepson was here, we did the spaghetti dinner fundraiser and dessert auction, and our youth raised $2,940 for Speed the Light. We also had freedom groups and a freedom conference where we saw many people come and gain greater freedom in Jesus. And I want to thank Barb and Dave Walters for heading up our freedom ministry. They do a fabulous job with that. We just had our Superstar Appreciation, where we celebrated the 114 volunteers who minister in 256 ministry positions in the church. That's you, friends. Can you give yourselves a hand? Can you give God the glory for that? As your pastor, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that minister to our body and help us disciple our people, but also reach out and help all people find and follow Jesus. I hope you never get sick of that. That's why we're here. Another thing to celebrate God for is we ended the year 2023 with a $60,000 surplus. Can you give the Lord a hand? I'm happy to share with you that we are using some of that money to remodel our men's and women's bathrooms. Construction is going to start April 22nd. We're going to get through Easter and some different events that we've got coming up this spring. But we will have a remodeled men's and women's bathroom this year. Amen. And then we have a team of men, of five different guys that are part of our Champions Men's Ministry. John Lutz is a point person. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our men's team come up. We're going to pray over them for God's blessing. But our Champions Men's Study is starting February 21st. Guys, sign up. Get your money in by next Sunday. It's only $10. It's going to be a great time of growth. But I thank God for this group of men that have been raised up and saying, we want to help mentor men and strengthen men at Radius Church. Give the Lord a hand for that. And then last but not least, I received a phone call from Pastor Alan Schaberg, the network superintendent for the Wyoming Ministry Network. And many of you know that the Wyoming Assemblies of God uses our building for several of their events. A few weeks from now, we're going to have Youth Fine Arts here. In April, we're having our network conference where all pastors from all over the state of Wyoming will be here. We host men's conferences, women's conferences, and youth convention. And they're so appreciative of us allowing them to use our facility, and we don't charge them any rent, that they are buying us brand new lobby tables and chairs. It's going to cost almost $5,000. And they're giving that as a gift to us. And because of your generosity, some of that $60,000 surplus that we received, we're going to purchase matching tables and chairs for the library at the same time so it's all cohesive. So give the Lord a hand for that. Amen? I thank God for how he's moving in people's hearts to get involved in ministry, to give generously, to make commitments to membership, to dedicate their kids. And at this time, we're going to get ready for water baptism. Pastor Zach's going to come and share, but I'm excited about the life change of those who are getting baptized. So those who are getting baptized, if you want to head to the back room and get ready, and I realize I didn't excuse you when I should have, but we'll give you a few moments to get there. And Pastor Zach's going to share about why do we do baptism? What's baptism all about?
Well, it's great to see you guys. Yes, Sam, you guys are good to go. For those of you guys that are able to help Brennan, and if there's one other strong man who would like to help move the covers so we can get them baptized, thank you, Lucas. Thank you guys so very much. I'm going to tell you guys a story. Please don't fall in, though. Okay. I don't need a big old splash. I don't want to get wet. Okay. All right. It's always scary. Those things are heavy. So one thing I guess I would love to be able to do, and many of you guys may not know who the person is, but this baptistry was built by one of our very own long before I was here, Dale Zitterkoff. Can we give Dale a hand, the Zitterkoff family, for all that they've done for this church? I mean, absolutely amazing. And so this thing has stood the test of time. Super, super happy. Paul, if you want to help him, if you're scared, you can go help him. I see the concern in your eyes. It's okay. So it's great. All right, I have a story I'd love to share with you guys. When I first got baptized, I was 15, maybe almost 16, or was 16. I can't remember. Okay, that was a while ago. But when I got baptized, the interesting thing was is that when you get baptized, there's a certain way that you're supposed to be, you know, to position yourself and hold your nose. That way, when you get dunked, they can actually pull you back up, okay? Now, I only weighed like 125 pounds when I got baptized, okay? I was a small little thing, really didn't mean much. But apparently, the pastor that baptized me, my youth pastor at the time, apparently he let go when I went under. So I go under, and you always go like this, okay? And it's just like, I stood there for a few seconds like that, and I was just like, oh, this is neat. This is very peaceful. At least I was peaceful. Some people may not agree with that, but I thought it was very interesting with the whole way, with the way the whole thing went down. And I get up out of the water, and like I'm walking out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm all happy, and it's all great, and everyone's cheering. It's like, what? And I was like, and then someone was like, we lost you there for a second. I went, wait, what? What do you mean you lost me? That makes no sense. How can I be lost in a pool of water? But that's what it is. But I'm going to share with you guys why we do baptisms. What is the purpose of baptisms, okay? And in Matthew 28:19, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, okay? Baptism is not an option, all right? It is a matter of obedience, okay? However, baptism is not essential to your salvation, okay? Jesus does call us to, yes, be baptized, but he doesn't call us to say that your works are what gets you to heaven, okay? Because in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Right? It is nothing that we have done that gets us saved other than accepting the free gift of salvation and saying, yes, God, I accept your salvation. So when we do baptisms, it's the whole purpose to be able to say, yes, I am a follower of Christ. I am giving this testimony, a physical one, not of just words, but of action to show my faith. Right? Because our actions show our faith. Our faith moves us to action, to obedience, to purpose, to do what God has called us individually to be able to do in our lives and what he's called us to do as a church. Okay? Right? Amen. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I love baptisms because it's taking that step of faith out and saying, yes, God, I'm following you and I'm going to trust you, even though I don't fully know what it's going to look like. Even though I know I've got some struggles, God, we're going to do this. We're going to get through it. I'm going to have faith knowing you've got my back. Knowing you're going to help me day in, day out. Every time I go to sleep, God, we're going to get through this and we're going to make it happen, right? So we're going to do baptisms. We have some baptism testimony videos for you guys. And so go ahead and roll the first one.
I'm Kirk. I'm 45, and I've been coming to Radius Church for about the last 4 months. Before receiving Christ, I thought I was living a good life. I was kind of happy, but not truly happy. Didn't have peace. And just kind of figured that if you're a good person, you'll go to a good place. I've known about God my whole life. And back in the spring of 2023, we had an incident with our son, and we almost lost him. And I thought about it then, and then everything was okay after that with him. And so I just cared about my life. And then it was when our daughter passed away. That day before she passed away, I gave my life to God. And that's what brought me to Christ. Oh, he has changed my life completely. My whole outlook on life has changed. My attitude's changed. My family life has changed. My work life has changed. God is so good. I wish I would have done this 30 years ago. I've made a lot of mistakes. I think the one struggle I had after getting Christ was alcohol. And I have a mentor. I reached out to a few people, and they would say, oh, it's okay to have a drink, but it's not the question of a drink, it's should you drink. And I really struggled with the alcohol, always wanting to have a drink. And God gave me the victory over alcohol. I no longer drink. I want to be baptized because I want to be obedient to God. And I want people to know that I made a decision to follow Christ, and I have a desire to follow Christ.
Kirk, upon your profession of faith as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The next video.
My name is Brody and I'm 11 years old. It was kind of stressful and a little miserable. It was when we first started coming to here, and Pastor Mike said it was really exciting to give your life to Christ. It's been a lot better, and he's made me a lot happier. He's kind of like comforted me. I know I can talk to him, and there's someone I can talk to. Because I think it's the right thing to do, and it'll make Jesus happy.
Brody, upon your profession of faith as Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Logan. I'm 26 years old. I moved to Casper a little over a year ago, mostly just to be closer to family. It was cheaper and a lot more pet friendly for me to be able to move here with my dogs and have my mom close by and my sisters. I started going to Radius about 9 months ago, and it has been a tremendous blessing. I felt that one day when I was asking my mom what church to go to, if she had any recommendations, something just kept telling me, Radius, go to Radius. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go there, check it out. And from the minute I stepped in the door, felt super welcomed, and it has been a tremendous blessing. I never knew how much I needed a church family until I came here. I started going to church when I was about 9 years old. My mom used to take us all the time, and I just remember my children's pastor was so fun, and it made it super fun to just go there and get super engaged. You know, we did plays, we did after school programs, like there was always something to do to keep us in church and to keep us busy. And I made a lot of friends there. In fact, I'm still friends to this day with two of them, and we're going on 17 years of friendship. And I got baptized, didn't really understand it, and kept going, kept volunteering, started teaching Sunday school. And then when I came here, I realized there was a lot I was skipping that I should have been doing if I was going to teach kids. So it's been a blessing to just take a step back and refocus on my faith and why I believe it. And that's why I want to be rebaptized. There's so much God can do, and I just can't wait to see the blessings that He has to come.
Logan, upon your profession of faith as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name's Seth Zitterkoff. I'm 39 years old, and I've been attending Radius Church since I was a young child. When I was a young child, I remember going to church with my parents, and it was just something we always did. When I I was probably 9 or 10. I got involved more. I remember going to Camp Beard and some of the stuff there, and I got closer to God. And I remember when I was probably 10, I was in Royal Rangers, and I was on a camping trip, and I just remember how close I came to the Spirit, and ever since then I've been a follower. He brings me through a lot of strife, a lot of stuff in my life that's been difficult, but he gives me somebody to lean on and somebody that I know is there for me. I just feel like I've had victories with my family and some of the events that I've had to go through, and being there for me. So God is always good. I want to be baptized because I want to make a statement that I am going to dedicate my life to God. It's something that I didn't know that I really needed to do until it just hit me, and I thought that it would be something that I could kind of do for myself, but maybe as an example for my family, my friends, even my kids.
Seth, upon your profession of faith as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6 that we're buried with him in baptism and we're raised to walk in the newness of life. And as Pastor Zach shared, there is nothing mystical or supernatural that takes place when you're baptized, but it is symbolic. As we go down, we're saying we're done with the old and we're coming up to live a new life with Christ.
You have been listening to the podcast of Radius Church in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please check us out at radiuschurch.live or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation.